Hometown Wenatchee.
7:21 at your hometown station, Coho 101, Coho Morning Show, moving along through its second hour. This one brought to you by Stan's Merry Mart. Good to be with you on this Tuesday, the 8th of March, 2022. And good to have 12th District State Senator Brad Hawkins with us on the program today. Brad going to be talking to us about legislative sessions as they wind down over the next week for 2022. We'll talk about a successful run for one of his pieces of legislation this session, and also about finalizing budgets primarily for the session. And Brad, always good to chat. Thanks.
Yeah, good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So we're literally down the home stretch now, just a few days left in the session, actually. And budgets, I know, are taking a principal focus right now, trying to get those crunched out before the end of the sessions officially, and hoping to avoid any overtime. So I guess before we jump into the budget picture across the board, what's the percentage, I guess, right now? What's the chance of OT? Are we looking really slim, or is there actually a reasonable chance that we will need at least a few extra days?
No, I think there's actually a good chance that we'll finish on schedule. So the session is scheduled to end the last day on Thursday, March 10th. So we have 3 days to go, today, tomorrow, and Thursday. And in my discussions with the colleagues, both the capital budget and the transportation budget updates were kind of finalized over the weekend and yesterday. And then late yesterday afternoon, the operating budget negotiators in the House and the Senate have agreed on a in principle on a budget agreement to bring back to the legislature in probably the final day. And that process now, where caucuses will be briefed on the budgets, and those documents will be written up and hopefully posted publicly at least 24 hours before any votes. But that's kind of the process. So now we're on track, and mostly the negotiations consisted of the House Democratic leaders and the Senate Democratic budget leaders coming to agreement. The Republicans don't have a lot of involvement in that, just because of our numbers, but it's kind of been unfortunate. But we're a little bit uncertain as to what's going to come in the operating budget. I do have some indications about capital and transportation budget. But, you know, for many of us, we'll be looking forward to those briefings today and tomorrow.
All right, very good. So, Brad, let's dive deeper into the budget picture. You just gave us kind of an overview. Is there anything specific, though, that will need to be ironed out, or anything that's really causing any consternation here down the last few days related to those budgets?
Yeah, well, one part that's really interesting for me is the operating budget is really connected to the transportation budget this year. That's something we discussed, I think, last week. But there's this transfer from the operating budget to the transportation budget. It was estimated originally at $2 billion, and then the transportation package, this Move Ahead Washington proposal, which is a 16-year, $16 billion proposal, has actually come up a little bit short, because we had an exported fuel tax that the Senate transportation negotiators put in the Senate proposal. That upset neighboring states like Alaska, Oregon, and Idaho. And then obviously, there was the cost of fuel is going up, which you just reported. What's happening in Ukraine, the potential of the U.S. banning Russian imports. There's even some discussion about tapping into the National Strategic Petroleum Reserves, and the cost of gas, at least nationwide, and especially in some western states like California. I heard it's over $7 per gallon in some areas. So I think those Move Ahead Washington transportation developers are getting a little bit nervous about some of those costs, some of those proposals that they built in for their revenues, and then what the impacts could be on the cost of gas. One idea to kind of supplement that was to raid the Public Works Assistance account, which is also a really popular program. And so it's kind of interesting, as these budgets are being developed, maybe the operating budget is going to need to transfer more money to the transportation budget if the transportation developers can't really put together enough revenue in their package to make it pencil out, especially now that gas prices are kind of a growing concern. So it's just kind of interesting how it's all intertwined. And I know I'm sure they've taken that all into consideration. I just don't quite know what the results are quite yet until I get briefed today.
Yeah, it's funny, Brad, don't have to go down this rabbit hole, but I'm sure you've gassed up recently as I have. And one of the things that I noticed right away is as soon as gas got kind of to that $4 threshold, the margins at stations were vast. You know, usually when it's in an area that we're used to, which is, upper $2, $2.80, $2.90, and then into the $3, gas is very close. The station across the street will probably usually mirror or be off by a few cents. I was seeing gas prices driving over the weekend all around the state, actually, which I like to do for fun. 50, 60 cents difference in some places from one station to another. So I think that's another issue that we could be facing related to things going up in prices that seems to allow for a larger gap in just exactly how much you could pay from one place to another. And I'm guessing that's probably the same for all products, not to go down a rabbit hole, but is that something you've noticed too?
Yeah, there's definitely been a lot of fluctuation in the markets and what's happening in some of the states, separate from what's happening internationally have an impact on that. But also just everything that's going on, unfortunately, in Ukraine and the potential long-term impacts of that. I mean, I think a lot of people, in our country and especially in Washington state, we've enjoyed all these really healthy budgets with a lot of extra revenue. But there's a lot of uncertainty right now just to see how things are playing out overseas and to see what the long-term economic impacts too that could have on our state and our country. So it's so unfortunate what's happening over there, but it's definitely also causing concerns economically as well. And obviously that's going to play a role in these final days with the budgets and then maybe also potentially in future years when we come back next session.
12th District State Senator Brad Hawkins with us today here on the Coho Morning Show, talking to us about the last few days of the 2022 legislative sessions. Brad, let's talk about one piece of legislation that you introduced this session that has moved all the way through now. Congratulations on that. That's that housing bill that we were all crossing our fingers for, I know, especially those in places like the Upper Valley.
Yeah, I'm really thankful that it passed. It was one of the more challenging bills in my legislative career to get, I see why my legislative colleagues have really struggled with housing proposals over the years. It's really tough to get additional extra revenue to housing, especially when, the legislature has done a lot for kind of the low income portion, but not so much for the moderate income and the people who are working in the communities and struggling to try to live there. We've had, fortunately, a lot of support from so many different local stakeholders, from Chelan County to the Chamber to the City of Leavenworth and Hospitality Association and Chelan Valley Housing Trust. And I'm really grateful to everybody who helped get this bill across the finish line. We had a revote in the Senate yesterday. Basically, what happens is the bill passed the Senate. It went over and got approved in the House, but the House of Representatives made some adjustments. And so every bill needs to pass the House and the Senate in the exact same form in order to advance to the governor, which is why the Senate needed to take what's called a concurrence vote yesterday to concur with the House amendments. So we did that, and so it has finally been approved by the legislature. But I really had to try to thread the needle on this one. There were some Democrats that didn't like it, some Republicans that opposed it. A lot of people did like it, so it was really a bipartisan effort to kind of find that space that the bill could advance. And then that's the same process we're going to do with the three budgets too, is ultimately all three budgets need to be approved in an identical form in order to advance to the governor. So that's the step that the legislature is going to take in these final days to make sure both the House and the Senate have approved all of these documents in their exact same form. And then ultimately it's up to the governor to sign those into law or veto certain sections, which he has done in the past too. So it's just really interesting, kind of how all these bills have to take their final steps to make across the finish line.
Yeah, it's an arduous process, it seems like, to say the least, for many of them. But again, it's good to know that the one that you introduced this session, Brad, has gotten over the finish line, at least that one. Again, 12th District State Senator Brad Hawkins with us today here on the Coho Morning Show. Brad, I appreciate the time. I know you're going to be back with us next Tuesday to kind of put a bow on the sessions in their entirety, and then we'll look forward to chatting with you back on a monthly basis once again from there.
Yeah, look forward to that, Chris. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Stay well, Brad. We'll talk soon. 7:32 at your hometown station, Coho 101. On we go. Down the back half of hour two of the program, Coho Morning Show, for this Tuesday, 8th of March, 2022. We've got time this hour for a look at what today is and see about a question of the day for you. We'll get to that business shortly.
I love family road trips. Knowing we